G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Estar aqui me fez lembrar de uma obra muito famosa do artista uruguaio Joaquim Torres Garcia, chamada
He says, being here reminded me of a very famous work by the Uruguayan artist Joaquim Torres Garcia called America Inverted. He portrayed South America upside down. He placed the southern cone, which usually appears distorted in traditional maps, at the top of the image, and the north at the bottom. In doing so, he showed how we often unthinkingly adopt other people's points of view that don't work in our favor. For Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the countries of the Global South have already been called the Third World and developing countries. There are those who question the concept of the Global South, saying that we are too diverse to fit into it.
Mas existe muito mais interesses que nos une do que diferença que nos separa.
Lula also says, but there are many more interests that unite us than there are differences that separate us. Assuming our identity as the Global South means recognizing that we see the world from a similar perspective. Our intention is not and should not be to antagonize the so-called North, but a fair international order requires that we all have a voice, and we will speak louder if we speak together. The term Global South has its origin in geopolitical and economic discussions that classify nations based on their socioeconomic development. The expression refers to countries located in the southern hemisphere, many of which are considered developing or emerging, but not only. Beyond geographical boundaries, the concept highlights global disparities, highlighting challenges shared by these nations, such as economic, social, and environmental issues. By recognizing this common identity and challenging established patterns, this group of countries calls for a collective response to the complexities of debt and development. André de Melo y Sousa, head of the International Policy Center for Inclusive Development at the Institute for Applied Economic Research, says that since the creation of the G20, we have, for the first time, a succession of presidents from developing countries.
Essa sucessão de presidências de países do sul global.
He says, this succession of presidencies of countries from the Global South offers an opportunity for these countries to articulate and try to influence the global agenda in a way that favors their interests, and in particular, a way that is in line with their own vision of development. These countries have been increasingly assertive in proposing different ways of looking at and promoting development, an agenda of their own, which is not necessarily always the same as the agenda of the North, of the high-income countries, but also because the G20 itself has arguably gain in importance. In an economic analysis, we observe sustained growth in several regions of the Global South. Innovative policies, strategic investments, and a growing middle class have driven development. Challenges such as internal inequalities, political instability, and dependence on commodities remain obstacles to be overcome in order to guarantee inclusive and sustainable growth. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.